Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Ian from Brooklyn says, Jesus, how long does PW need to recover? He will be most likely miss a few games this year. Shaking my head. Poor kid, man. He started off his career. He was playing really well. He suffers a knee injury. They bring him back pretty much right away the following season, and he suffers another injury. I kind of feel bad for Preston Williams, to be honest with you. I'm kind of the opposite of you. I'm frustrated for the poor kid. It reminds me a lot of Inter Miami and Robbie Robinson. That poor young man had a rough first year as a rookie, and then he has an injury, and he has that this year. He has the hamstring injury, and they mishandled it a couple times, and so he's out for months. And watching him score this past week on Sunday night, that was actually really fun, and I felt really good for the kid because he's had every bad break so far to start his career. And for me, Preston Williams and Robbie Robinson are two young guys with a lot of talent. And both guys have not gotten a stinking break, dude. You know, I'm a little different than you on that one. I'm more frustrated for both of them because I feel both of them can really add something to their teams and they're really talented, but they need a break too. And so I think the best thing, instead of they rushed him back last year and he got injured again, believe it or not, maybe the best thing with Preston is to bring him along slowly again this year. Don't rush him like you did last year, where the poor kid has to come back to try to prove himself that he belongs. And he's already proven enough that he belongs, right? I mean, I don't think any of us doubt that Preston Williams has NFL talent, correct? So now let's do this. If you're the Dolphins, bring him along slowly. Okay, ease him back in, make sure he's as strong as possible, make sure he's as confident as possible, make sure that knee's as stable as possible so you can keep one of your better talents at wide receiver on the field. And here's the other thing that you want to think of when you want to bring all of this up. This is a young man that has a future. And I hate to put it this way, but he can do the things that Devontae Parker does. And he might already have more speed than Devontae Parker and more athleticism than Devontae Parker right now, because Devontae Parker, I'm sure the injuries have taken an incredible toll on him. And if you keep having injuries every year like Devontae's had, that takes a toll. And so the future is no longer Devontae Parker. But if Preston Williams is going to be your future, you need to take care of the present right now, and you need to handle Preston Williams, and you need to handle it with kid gloves. So that way, let's get him to the point where he is physically and mentally, his confidence is at an all-time high, and then structurally, his knee and everything else is as solid as it gets, and that way he can go out and play at the best of his ability. I'm one of those guys that actually feels terrible for Preston Williams. So you and I are going to differ a little bit on that one, because I think the world of that kid talent wise. I think he has all the ability in the world to become one hell of a player.